Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 296 for Monday, March 7th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished higher Monday, taking strength from gains in the vegetable oil market. Canola was anywhere from $3 to $3.50 higher, with the May contract checking in at $456 a ton. That's up $3.70. The entire U.S. soy complex was also stronger on the day, which underpinned the market. Traders may also be positioning themselves ahead of a Bank of Canada announcement on Wednesday, when the issue of interest rates will be front and center. Commercial demand for canola is relatively steady, while crude oil was also higher, which contributed to the upside. However, the advancing Brazilian soybean harvest put some pressure on the market. According to a recent report, the Brazilian harvest is 41% complete. The Canadian dollar was about a third of a cent higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola less attractive to foreign buyers. There is some speculation demand from China could decline in the near future. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was a cent higher, with the most active May contract coming in at $3.59 a bushel. Large funds continue to hold a short position in the market, which prompted investors to get rid of bearish contracts. The Mississippi Delta is expected to see heavy rain this week, which also boosted prices as farmers prepare for planting season. U.S. ethanol exports climbed to 87 million gallons, their highest point since November of 2014. Soybeans are up 1 to 2 cents, with the May contract coming in at $8.80 a bushel. The market was strengthened by the Brazilian currency, which is in the middle of a rally brought on by the current political situation down there. The scene has made Brazilian soybeans more expensive, which has led many to speculate U.S. soybeans will become more attractive to buyers. Wheat was 1 to 2 cents higher, with the May contract coming in at $4.62 a bushel. The market hit a two-week high as investors got rid of bearish bets. Warm weather in the U.S. Southern Plains is causing a lot of concern for the winter wheat crop. A report by the U.S. Futures Commission shows hedge fund managers built a large short position in the market, and that has left many speculators vulnerable to the downside. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, March the 7th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.